Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
See, Key, he was too clean. Like, we were watching the highlights there from last night's game three on, we're on ESPN News now, right?
That dunk.
And yeah, it's too clean. Everything in the game for him was too clean. It didn't rough him up enough.
But that's the way it's supposed to look.
He gets to the free throw line 17 times. You feel like he got fouled a lot.
When you really good, though, it's supposed to look like that.
Look that easy?
Too easy. Everything's supposed to be easy when you good at what you do. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Maybe you don't, you know, that's why professional athletes, when they go up against dudes that's less than them, it just look easy. It look like they're going 40%.
And that's maybe the beauty of what Giannis has done these last two games, especially over a week now, over a knee injury. And somebody who saw that firsthand, of course, J. Will, who's getting closer to East Coast time.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, man. What's happening?
Yes. I got to tell you something, Key. I thought about you last night. So
what?
Don't take that out of context.
Hey,
and don't
I'm
say
like, hey,
stop,
whoa.
Stop it.
Right,
you stop it because I know where you're going. But you're going to tie it all together. See, I said phrasing before our crew even got to it. That's where I know I'm on top of my game this morning. So anyway, I'm staying here at the Pfister Hotel. It's one of the best hotels in Milwaukee, built in 1893. But they say supposedly, some of the athletes have said, supposedly one of the wings is somewhat haunted,
oh,
Keith.
Yeah.
So this is right down your alley.
No,
it's right down your alley. So last night I come after the game. It's 10:45. It's dark outside. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, what's that? What's going on? Key, this would be your dream to be here at 1 o'clock in the morning just to roam the hallways of the hotel. I'm just trying to tell you right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be my dream.
You hear like the room service cart to go down the hallway and then you look
by
out
itself.
There's nobody there.
Well, thanks for disclosing your location. That's great.
Whoops.
Can't hear you guys. So
you can't hear us?
We're going to try to fix it.
All right.
It's always something with
see,
Jay Wills.
You know what that is, though? That's the ghosts and the goblins.
That's the ghost.
You telling their story, and they decided they're going to send the gremlins in to just mess up the whole
thing. What room you in, by the way, Jay? Since you done already told where the hell you stand.
As we get things fixed on Jay Wills and Keyshawn, Jay Wills, Zubin, we're brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. We'll get Jay Will back online. But while we're discussing that, let's hear from Giannis, who had the 41-point game. And, again, it's back-to-back now, 40-point games, 40-10. He, LeBron, Shaq, that's the company that he is in now after doing that in the finals. And, you know, he talked about how this was the most important game. You had to win this game, get back in the series. They've got 2 days off now before game four. And for Giannis and the Bucks, they've got to keep their focus.
We know what type of game is going to be. It's all going to be mental. In order for us to be back to these series and give ourselves an opportunity to win this game, to win these series, to be champion, we got to bring it. Game four, we got to bring it. We got to play together. We got to believe in our winning habits. We got to stay aggressive. It's all mental right now.
It's all mental. The 2 days, I asked you this earlier in the show. You say it doesn't benefit anyone? You don't think the 2 days off can either mess with one team? I would think if I'm the Bucks, I want to get right back out and play again. I want to ride whatever I just developed in this game. 2 days off sort of takes a little bit of that momentum that the Bucks were able to build, that dominance, that energy.
No, kind of
goes away, doesn't it?
Actually, it's the same because they're going to be at home. Home court, the fans are going to be behind them. What benefit from it is the fans. They get to rest their voices. They get to rest. You know, we had Jen Latta on earlier, and her voice was destroyed. She'll be back for game four with a fresh voice. I mean, look, it'll give some coaches some extra time to prepare. It'll have both teams will be resting up. So how much of an advantage is that? Because both teams are going to make their adjustments.
Yeah.
Both teams are going to be resting up. The momentum, the building is going to be rocking in game four just like it was rocking in game three.
Yeah, you expect
even
it,
more.
You expect it to be. Right. Well, again, more important, even more important.
Because think about it. It's going to be more important because they may not return back if it goes the other way.
Jay's back with us. We got all the technicalities figured out. Jay, what did you say? Just give us a breakdown. Again, what you saw last night from the Bucks, and if you saw something that might have changed the series.
And what room are you in?
Don't reveal that, please.
No, stop. And Key, I have an alias name. You'll never find me, Keisha. Key, real quick, what was your alias name when you travel? What is it?
I'm not telling you what I do. I give you my secrets.
Why not?
No, but I can find you if you
I'm trying
told,
to learn on the road.
If you told me, oh, you've already disclosed what hotel you're in. I can find you 100%.
Yes.
It's easy.
No way. No way you can find me.
I bet
guarantee you,
you
will not be able to find me.
Do you have a doorman?
At yes, the hotel. I have a doorman.
You have a bellman, a doorman, you have someone. I can find you.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I paid everybody off, Key. You'll never find me.
All right, well, pay this off. The yeah. Bucks.
So what did you see? What did something change in this series in your mind last night?
Alan, I came on national TV today to tell the world and to tell you, I need you to stop articulating slander around maybe one of the greatest players you ever get a chance to see. And because I've noticed that you do this a lot. You start talking about the likes of Drew Holiday making shots or Chris Middleton and refuse to give credit to a guy that's put up back-to-back 40-point games, plus. And I'm going to tell you, being around it and watching it in the studio, watching it actually in the arena, and then here, the amount of energy that G plays with, Giannis plays with, is really, it's a differentiator. Because one of the things I saw last night, and I saw it a little bit more in game two, is when they start utilizing him when he plays downhill, when he gets the ball in transition, when they utilize him inside pick and rolls, where you saw last night, he didn't do a ton of ISO. He would pass the ball to Pat Connaughton, Drew Holiday, then go set a screen, then roll hard and dive to the rim and not settle. He's really a game changer. Now, I'm not saying that this team isn't going to need the likes of Drew Holiday to step up last night, in which he did, or Chris Middleton to play well, or the ancillary players to really step up. But Giannis really sets a tone for this team. And he's one of the most skillful players I've seen in a long time. Now, you say skill with shooting. He was 13 to 17 from the free throw line last night. Where were you this morning, Alan, praising a guy that you say, I can't watch this guy shoot free throws. I knew you praised him on being 13 to 17 from the free throw line last night. All I'm saying is that you're watching something special from a guy who is a skinny version of Shaq on the wing. And are there issues sometimes with this game? Here and there, everybody has issues with their game. But the way he plays, it's a relentless energy that really trickles down to the rest of their team. And it's incredible to watch, man. And it deserves a lot of praise.
Yeah, you know what, Jay? It Giannis has done a tremendous job when healthy. There's no question about it. As long as he doesn't shoot outside that little box that y'all call the paint, stay your ass in there. Stay right there. Play bully ball. Because we saw him shoot threes, a couple that he tried to hit last night. And what happened?
But Key, he did that. He made some mid-range shots in game two. That he kept them in the game single-handedly.
But mid-range shots is way different than three-pointers. Whenever he plays bully ball and he decides to be a freight train going down the middle, they don't want to have anything to do with him. Back to the basket. You're an NBA guy. He's 7 feet tall, man. Back to the basket. They don't have an answer for him. And then once he gets going and he does those sort of things, everybody else can get involved. When he starts to shoot threes, it's almost like people want to say, you shooting them, so I'm going to shoot them. Or he's saying, y'all shooting them, so I want to shoot them. When you in the paint and you dominate in the way that you dominate, 13 boards, 41 points, and 6 assists, that's how you win. They don't have anybody. And I understand DeAndre Ayton has played well in the playoffs, but DeAndre Ayton can't handle him. So you might as well take advantage of that.
Let me respond to Jay here because when you're talking about, you were talking directly to me, Jay, and the criticism.
Like fight words
yes,
to me.
I was, Alan. But it was
lack of respect. You're calling it. I don't think I don't criticize him as a player, and obviously marveled at what he's been able to do with his talent in the last couple of games. But you know, when it came to stemming the tide against the Suns late, you know, in that third quarter, not late, but in that third quarter, when they cut it to 6, it was Drew Holiday that was making the big shots. When it was about winning and trying to beat the Nets, it was Chris Middleton making the shots. So that's the point. The point is that, as we said, one's heart, one's soul, right? Giannis is the soul of this team. There's no doubt about that. But the guy that has to make the shots late when they matter, that's obviously not him. That's not even a take. That's fact. You know, that's it. What he did was all the damage he did last night was in the paint. Got to the free throw line a ton. and he did everything he was supposed to do. But DeAndre Ayton wasn't in the game. Jay Crowder was guarding him, Jay Crowder.
You know why DeAndre Ayton wasn't in the game?
He got foul
trouble.
You know
why DeAndre Ayton wasn't in the game? Because Giannis attacked him and he got in foul trouble.
Yeah.
And that's the key to this whole series. When they attack him, when they get him in foul trouble, then Phoenix becomes a perimeter-oriented team. And you're right. Jay Crowder can't guard him. But that's due because Giannis got into foul trouble. All I'm saying to you is this. I just didn't hear that type of slander on Shaq. And Shaq wasn't a great free throw shooter. Shaq didn't have the ball in his hands down the stretch. But we didn't use that against
Shaq.
Jay,
though. Come on, so man. The Diesel. Come on, man. Shaq was leading his team to championships along with Kobe. He took Orlando to the championship early in his career. Giannis just got there.
Yeah, but he didn't complete it.
But Giannis just got there, though, Jay.
But
he just got there.
But Keith, I'm not comparing. But Keith, you automatically go back to this as a Lakers fan. I'm not comparing
resumes.
I'm
not going back to it as a Laker fan. We all know.
It's styles in which they play, though, Keith.
But we all know, Jay, that Giannis struggled at the free throw line as well as Shaq. We get that. My whole point to you is,
yes,
when you talk about a guy not getting his due, he does get his due. But when you start shooting threes and not taking advantage of your strength, you put your team in a position that he's put them in the past. Yeah, that's factual. I'm not making it up.
Well, I'm not sitting here excusing him taking threes, Key. You don't hear me out here saying Giannis needs to take more threes. I'm giving you the comparison that people want Giannis to be a Kevin Durant. And Giannis' skill set doesn't lend to being Kevin Durant.
His skill set is more like Shaquille O'Neal.
Who wants him to be KD?
But I don't get this part of it.
People are saying that as opposed to him closing games out.
Well, no, the point is, it's not. It's acknowledging just what he is. And that's what he is.
I understand. Yeah,
he's an incredibly talented player who has the size, the length, all these things, the physicality, all that stuff. His athleticism is a big reason why he is effective. It's athleticism combined with the long arms and the body that he's got. That's what you marvel at. And I marvel at it. And I still say it's amazing that he comes back from the injury we saw a week ago that even he thought he'd be out for a year. Those are the things I tip my cap to. But I will not now take it to the next level and start talking about this guy like he's an all-time great top five player ever kind of conversation. I can't put him in that category because he's not a guy that you can win a championship with just by himself.
Jay, here's what I would say when you say closing the games
out.
Who can win
a championship by himself, Alan? Who can win a championship by themselves?
Nobody.
I mean,
but look, Jay.
Okay.
Let's
stop with that conversation.
I mean, really, go you ahead, want to have sorry. This? Jay, no, no. This conversation can go deeper because
I would love to, Alan. I'm here for it. That's what I'm here for. I have my Starbucks. I'm ready to go.
Championship as the lone superstar.
Well, look, man. Here's what I would say. When you say closing games out for me, though, Jay, is when I got a dude like Giannis, right, and we up by six, and it's late in the game. I need to be able to pound the ball into him like we did to Diesel. He needs to be able to turn around and dunk in your face and go to the line and miss. That's closing it out for me. Closing it out for me isn't giving the ball to Chris Middleton and extending your lead. Closing it out is putting his big ass on the block and allowing him to do what he did the 3.5 quarters prior to that. That's how I look at it. But I may be wrong because I play football.
Or Key, closing out could be the way Phil Jackson utilized Shaq by saying, hey, in different increments of the game, let me substitute good free throw shooters for style in which I know they're going to get fouled and then put my player back in on the defensive end. Like, we act like scheme and coaching has nothing to do with this as well. There are ways to kind of hide some players' deficiencies defensively or offensively if you choose the right substitution patterns, and that comes with scheme. So, you know, look, we sometimes players are in positions where we need them to close, and we watched Doc Rivers do that with Ben Simmons. We had the same question about why is Ben Simmons even in the game down the stretch
if
you need free throw shootings.
No, that's a whole other place because you're right, and that's the one thing that we can get into. Let's bring in our good friend Chris Caney from ESPN New York, also Super Bowl champion, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline into this conversation. Chris, sorry to get to you late. As you could tell, we're a little heated this morning, but we're having fun with it. And I'll just maybe get your perspective, too. On what you saw out of the Bucks last night, Game 3, and what you're seeing out of Giannis, and maybe a little bit of this debate that we're having right now between Jay and myself.
Alan, I love the back and forth between you and Jay Will. Like, I loved it. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you guys. I want to get some popcorn and see you guys continue to spar. But as far as game three goes, I love the breakdown that Jay Will gave. I still got the Suns winning it in five. Like, I said Suns in four before the series started, and that was real tongue-in-cheek. And that just has to do with the Suns fan meme that was out there from the Nuggets series. But I don't trust this Milwaukee Bucks team when it comes to being able to close out games down the stretch. And it's for a lot of the reasons that Keyshawn highlighted. But primarily, it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I know he's got back-to-back 40-plus point, 10-plus rebound games in the finals. I get all of that. But when it comes to crunch time, if it's a closely contested game, I trust the guys from the Phoenix Suns more than I trust the guys from the Milwaukee Bucks. I also trust Monty Williams a lot more than I trust Coach Bud. So I saw what happened in game three. I get that, you know, the big three from the Bucks combined for 80 points. But I'll also turn around and look at it and say, how many games are you going to have with Chris Paul and Devin Booker combined for only 29 points? I just feel like you didn't get the best version of the Suns last night. Their backcourt had an off night. DeAndre Ayton got into some early foul trouble. I think that's more of a one-off than a preview of what we're going to see for the remainder of the series.
All right, Chris, let's get into some football with you, my man. Let's start with Jeremy Fowler, who released a list of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL for this season. I went with a panel of front office executives, coaches, players, and evaluators to determine all the top players in the NFL for this coming season. So we're at quarterbacks right now. I will give you the list, and I want you guys all to react to it. At 10, Kyler Murray. At 9, Justin Herbert. At 8, Lamar Jackson. At 7, Dak Prescott. 6, Matt Stafford. 5, Josh Allen. 4, Russell Wilson. 3, Tom Brady. 2, Aaron Rodgers. Number 1, I'm sure we can all guess, Patrick Mahomes. How do we feel about this list, guys?
I think it's a solid list, Alan. I mean, you can pick apart pieces of it. I would look at the back half of that top end when you start getting into that Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray territory, and maybe there are some other guys that you could potentially throw into that conversation. But, I mean, the top half of the list, I'm all on board with. I can appreciate it. I know some people will look at Tom Brady at number 3. And say that might be a little too high for him. But, I mean, the guy in year one with the new team after spending 20 years with the previous team won the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. I really don't have a beef with any of the guys in the top five in that order.
Well,
CeCe, I had a question for you, CeCe. With Lamar Jackson being at 8 and then Matthew Stafford being lower than him, do you have any issue with that? Because I'm sitting there, I understand Matthew Stafford was good over at Detroit, and now being with L.A., this is his opportunity because he finally has all the weapons around him to win a Super Bowl. But are we automatically putting him ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's a primer for what they're expecting in 2021. And so Matt Stafford, with the physical capabilities that he has now with the L.A. Rams as opposed to being with the Detroit Lions, I think they're saying that they're going to get – higher level of quarterback play from Stafford than from Lamar Jackson. Now, I know it sounds crazy because Lamar's got an MVP in the trophy case and he won a playoff game last year, things that Stafford has never done. But I think the combination of Stafford, McVay, and that Rams supporting cast on the offensive side, I think that's why everybody expecting that Matt Stafford will have a better season as far as quarterbacks go than Lamar Jackson.
Well, look, Houston, obviously, with Deshaun Watson, you know, he's not on the list because of the uncertainty of what's going on with his legal issues right now. So he was removed from the list. I made my own list, and I also removed Deshaun as well as Aaron Rodgers because we don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
We're going to do that list.
Key, I feel you, but you know Aaron Rodgers is going to play this year.
And you also knew that Dak Prescott was gone from the Dallas Cowboys, and you also knew that the San Francisco 49ers were going to select Mac Jones, too. That's all I'm saying.
Who said Dak Prescott was going from the Cowboys?
So many people.
I wasn't one of them, and I also wasn't one of the people that said Mac Jones was going to the 49ers. Our crew doesn't count.
Not you in particular. Not you in particular, but when I say you, I mean as a whole, that's what people were saying. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going back. I don't know. So I'm just going to leave him off the list.
So you're leaving him off. That's fine. Yeah, you're leaving him off the list.
It's just like
that.
Deshaun. Yeah. I don't know if Deshaun going to play or not. I don't know.
So you have to leave him off the list when you're making this one. And Key's list, we'll get to Key's list coming up in the next segment. But while we have Chris Canty And Chris, of course, one of the co-hosts on DCR, ESPN New York. Chris, the Yankees, and they go into the All-Star break.
Let's go, Yankees.
And it looked like, you know, Gerrit Cole had a great performance and a 1-0 win over the Astros. This Astros series had a little bit of something to it. As we know, Aaron Judge, it's a home run. He might have given us a little something when he was rounding bases, covering up the jersey. And then, of course, what happens next? The Yankees look like they're going to run away with the win on Sunday, just blow them out and sweep. And then, you know, the comeback happens. Another just painful loss for the Yankees. And, of course, who else but Jose Altuve with another walk-off, as we saw in the playoffs. We see it again. And this time as he rounds bases. No, he's not trying to hold his jersey on, keep it on. They rip it off him. I don't know if I saw a tattoo. Did you? But I know I didn't see a buzzer.
Where's the tattoo?
Oh, man, that's the world's smallest tattoo.
Where's that tattoo at? He had laser it off.
He has it on his left shoulder, Key, like right there, like that left shoulder pec area. I think he's got something scribbled on there, but that's the world's smallest tattoo. Clearly not one of those things that you would think would be a reason why you wouldn't rip your jersey off win the ALCS. But, I mean, let's face it, man. The Yankees are a maddening team. It's frustrating to watch them because every time you think that they're about to turn the corner and get this thing figured out and be more consistent, they do something like have a meltdown in the ninth inning yesterday and blow a 5-run lead. They find new and creative ways to lose games. I mean, you saw last week that meltdown that they had against the Angels and Aroldis Chapman not being right. And you saw yesterday they don't trust Chapman enough to put him in there with a 5-run lead. So they go to Chad Green, a guy that they've given a ton of work to over the last week. And as a result, you know, the Astros were able to take advantage of it and they were able to put up some runs. So, I mean, you wanted to feel good about them having back-to-back series wins on this West Coast road trip and going into the All-Star game with some momentum. But the loss yesterday and in the fashion that they lost in makes it hard for you to feel good about the second half of this team, especially knowing that they got 8 of their first 10 coming out of the All-Star break with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, with that trade deadline coming up at the end of July, you feel like they're going to have to be sellers at this point. We'll see where they go from here, but definitely want to discuss that with you, CC. Thanks so much, as always. Good to talk to you, my man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Christopher. All right, this MLB weekend recap brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. All right, you heard us mention it. Key mentioned it as well. Key's top 10 quarterbacks. It's a different list than what Fowler had. That'll be next. Uh-oh. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's a big disappointment. And if you think about last year again because of COVID, it's really remarkable what they accomplished.
The teams will approach you a little bit differently. You know, you're kind of the team everyone's watching now, so there's different degrees of expectation. There's more external noise.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Giannis, outside the high post left, turns on Crowder, explodes toward the basket, and stuffs with two hands. They can't stop Giannis tonight. He's up to 39.
He's just a physical force with enough of a handle that if you're in his grill, he's going right around.
That was a call from Doris Burke, Mark Kester on ESPN Radio as Giannis and the Bucks win Game 3, 120-100 over the Phoenix Suns. They cut the series deficit to 2-1. Giannis goes for 41 points and 13 rebounds. He's the third player in NBA Finals history with a 40-point double-double in back-to-back games. The other two, LeBron and Shaq. Coverage of Game 4 begins Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. To Euro 2020 and the final, it goes down to penalty kicks, and Italy beats England 3-2 in the shootout. Italy wins its first European championship since 1968, also their sixth major tournament title, and they extended their unbeaten streak to 34 straight games, one shy of matching the all-time record. To baseball, the Home Run Derby tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Radio, two-way all-star Shohei Ohtani. He's the headliner in the Home Run Derby tonight. He leads the majors with 33 home runs this season. He's the first pitcher and the first Japanese-born player to ever compete in the event. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's unlimited, ultimate unlimited plan. I do this every time. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all in America's largest, most dependable network. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise, compatible device required. See StraightTalk.com.
Yeah, not that easy.
Reading? Yeah, reading, not very easy, is it? Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. J. Will joining us from Milwaukee, and we go through, we'll get to Key's ranking in a second. Just want to give you Jimmy Fowler, who released his top 10 quarterbacks using, again, a panel of front office executives, coaches, players, and evaluators to determine top players in the NFL for this coming season. So his top 10 when it comes to quarterbacks, Mahomes number one, Rodgers two, Brady three, Russell Wilson, 4. Josh Allen, 5. Matt Stafford, 6. Dak Prescott, 7. Lamar Jackson, 8. Justin Herbert, 9. Kyler Murray, 10. So, Key, your list a little bit different than Fowler's. Take it away.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. And my list also take into consideration there is no Aaron Rodgers on this list or Deshaun Watson due to the circumstances that both of them are under. One, under investigation, obviously, and the other hasn't decided whether or not he wanted to play this year. But number 10, Derek Carr, the Las Vegas Raiders. When you think about Carr, a couple years ago, this guy was an MVP candidate. He gets hurt. They lose to the Houston Texans in the wild card playoff game against Deshaun Watson. At number 9 for me is Cam Newton. And here's an interesting one. Number 9, Cam Newton pre-COVID, his numbers were good. 2-1 as a team, 68% QBR rating, 2 passes in the air, 2 interceptions. But 6, 8, 10, 12, do the math, 20 touchdowns total, 12 yeah. rushing on the year, and just 8 in the air, but not because of Cam, because of the situation around them. They wanted to make sure that they tried to maximize whatever they could to salvage their season. They went away from throwing the ball because he wasn't good at doing it. He didn't have the players around him. So when you think about it, his numbers were pretty good those first couple games throughout the season prior to COVID. At number 8, Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, statistically one of the best to ever do it in the National Football League. 45,000 yards, almost 300 touchdown passes, but yet to win one playoff game in Detroit. 0-3 lifetime in the playoffs. Doesn't mean he won't get it done with the Rams. We'll see. Number 7, a young quarterback in Justin Herbert. He only became Rookie of the Year, so we know what that is. His future is bright. At number six, the former MVP Lamar Jackson. 1,000 yards rushing, obviously multiple seasons at doing that. Pretty decent QBR at 80% in 2019. Not bad for a wide receiver playing quarterback, so to speak. And at number five, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, pretty amazing what he's been able to do in one season in Buffalo. Once they got Stephon Diggs, his career changed forever. Prior to that, the jury was still out on him. I don't think so now. Looking for him to get paid big-time money either this summer or early next year. At number four, Dak Prescott, coming off injury. Remember, before injury, he was threw for 1,600 yards in Cowboys' first four games. Almost 1,700 yards, most by any quarterback in that span in NFL history. I think the Cowboys are on to something. They gave him record-breaking money, $160 million contract. 126 of that is guaranteed. As you get down to number three, Russell Wilson. What more could I say? We already know what he is at the quarterback spot. He is the heart and soul of the Seattle Seahawks offense. That's why he didn't get traded like everybody thought. And number two, the old guard, Tom Brady.
Getting choked up. He's getting choked up, but he's talking about Tom Brady. That's because the Bucs won a Super Bowl. You all right?
No.
What is going on?
He's just so emotional.
Oh, it's over.
Tom Brady at number two.
Get him a cough drop.
Tom Brady at number two. Tom Brady at number two.
It's a lot to read 10 names.
In number one.
Oh, no.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's
want me to help you here?
It.
All right. Well, yeah, he made it. He got
I got there.
He got to the goal line.
Number one, Patrick Mahomes, the runaway guy. I don't know what the hell happened right there, Chay. Gosh, that was horrible. But number three, Russell Wilson. Number two, Tom Brady.
Jay, help me.
And number one, Jay, Patrick Mahomes.
Remember when Daniel Jones
you
broke
like
free?
Like a smoker in the lobby during our closing hour.
Oh, man.
But that's my that's my real ranking list compared to Jeremy Fowler and a host of others.
Now, I'll break down the difference there, but Key's real rankings are brought to you by Dell. Upgrade your business during Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get savings up to 50% off and take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor. There's a difference. So, Fowler's rankings kept Deshaun.
Wait, Alan.
Hey, Paul, give me some ice.
Keyshawn left off the cute quarterback and Kyler Murray.
Oh, well, that's where I was going. I was going, Jay.
Kyler Murray.
Jay,
you knew that was happening, Alan. You knew right off the top that was happening.
Of course.
Why am I going to put somebody on my list that I don't believe is a top 10 quarterback in the league? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's how you feel.
Well, how could you put Cam Newton on the list considering what you saw last year?
Because that's the way I feel. I feel based on what I think and saw last year. My list, right? It's like you comparing Giannis to Shaq. It's your comparison.
So Aaron Rodgers was also left off this list. Fowler kept him on his list, which is why, again, the top three is a little bit different. But with no Deshaun, so your changes are to put Derek Carr in the top 10 instead of Deshaun, and then Cam Newton instead of Kyler Murray. Jay, how do we feel about Cam? Derek Carr... Cam Newton, he has him in the top 10 of the quarterbacks for this season. How do we feel about that?
I can't do Cam Newton. Obviously, I think he's going to have a good year. I think it's going to be a bounce back year. But after watching his performance last year, look, I understand how he got COVID and how the scheme was different and how he was asked to do way more. The offense isn't supposed to be built around Cam Newton at this juncture of his career. Now he has all the weapons in the world. I get that. I just can't put him top 10 in the league. Just not yet. I need to see more. Maybe Key, but Key, look, Key is a football expert. I am not. I just need to see more from Cam Newton before I can put him in that conversation.
Well, you don't have to be a football expert to put lists together, but I do think I know a little bit about quarterbacks and systems.
You know what you're seeing.
And I know what the hell I'm seeing. And I know what I saw last year. And I also am not getting caught up in the polarizing nature of who a player is, because I certainly believe at times – people do that. They don't really look at what's really happening around that particular player before they go to saying, oh, he's done, he's shot, he can't play anymore. The New England Patriots were 2-1 prior to COVID. Prior to COVID. Cam Newton threw for, I believe, close to 750 yards. So just let's say 7-plus in the first three games. Two interceptions, two touchdowns. One of the interceptions off a receiver's hand. He gets credited that. No question about it. Rushing-wise, in last year, those first several games, he rushed for 150 yards and several touchdowns. Two touchdowns. So you add that to the equation. Prior to COVID. Now let's go post-COVID. Not very good. No Julian Edelman. No receivers. No defense. And they still had an opportunity to win close to 10 games. So if I'm thinking like Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, when everybody in the world and the universe was saying to me, this guy can't play, but I saw what he did with us when he was healthy and ready to go, despite a lack of weapons, I'm saying to myself, if I can put these things around him, second time around, mind you, know the offense a little bit better, there is training camp to be had, there was OTAs to be had, there was mini camp to be had, that he's going to be better. They didn't go out there in free agency and pick up free agents and sign all, spend $200-plus million after the draft. They spent it before the draft. They didn't do that saying, let's load up and draft Mac Jones so he can be our starting quarterback. We're going to get all these other players so we can get Mac Jones. They had no idea. But what they did do is they got those players in free agency because they believe in the quarterback, just like I do. Now, I'll be the first to tell Cam when he's on the show in person, if your ass don't live up to it, then you should retire. But I don't think that that's going to happen, so I won't need to tell him that.
I know you don't like the offense. I know you have issues with the air raid. I know Cliff Kingsbury, you always say the only reason Kyler Murray got drafted is because Cliff Kingsbury was a coach. But with the addition of A.J. Green, with D-Hop, with the way they play, with J.J. Watt, and he has shown consistent improvement over his years. I mean, threw for close to 4,000 yards. I think with the way they play, he's one of the most electrifying, exciting players to watch in the league. I think he deserves to be in the top 10. We'll just see. Me personally.
But well, you get your list and you put him on.
It's real rankings, not mine.
Yeah, exactly.
You can make him your point guard on your list.
We will also see, of course, which one results in more wins out of those two quarterbacks. No doubt about that. Speaking of wins, how about a loss and an epic one? Team USA lost to who? In basketball this weekend. Should we be concerned? We'll talk about that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Help me. Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
I think that what's happened is, in a social media world, I don't think people give Scotty his due.
Greeny, weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
What hurt? Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. We're just talking about something that we'll get to on A to Z. Is that the first thing? Yeah, let's get to it. The first thing on A to Z. Jay, you ready to go A to Z?
Let's do it, Al.
All right, let's go. Because I need, when we do A to Z, I need Jay dancing to the music. Then I know we're ready to go. Over the weekend, UFC 264, and it was a highly anticipated rematch, or the I guess the rubber match, the trilogy of Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier, and this ended quickly, and it was, hard to watch as McGregor knocked out by TKO after the bout was stopped following a leg injury to McGregor at the end of the first round. So
did you see the ankle injury, Alan?
I'm not, even going to look. But
Did you watch it, Jay? Do you watch the fight?
Yeah. Yes.
Me too.
Yes. And Dustin Poirier, I'm telling you, I want to see these
Jay,
dudes
did you
fight
get
again.
The, did you get
I need
the,
to see it.
Did you get the employee code that we all get?
Yeah, because I need that employee code, man.
Keith thought we all getting
I have some friends in some certain places.
Yeah, no, Jay, though, I got duped, though, because I was watching it on regular ESPN. Mm-hmm. And then when it went down, I had
switch
to go
to
Plus and to pay for it. And I was looking for my ESPN code, considering that I do work for the company. They didn't care. They said, "Nah, you got to pay just like everybody else."
Right, as we should. I gladly.
It's $5.99, Keith.
$9.99.
You got
what,
it.
No, $5.99.
It wasn't $3.99 either.
It wasn't $3.99.
I mean, package for the year.
Man, I ain't talking. But you had to pay for the fight though, on top of Plus.
Oh,
come on now.
Now you got one round though of this fight. And it ended, of course, in dramatic fashion.
Put that on my reimbursements.
And Conor McGregor, you would think after, and it looked like he was in some pain after that. But yet, with Joe Rogan, he had a very interesting reaction right after the loss. Listen to all this if you can.
Give us your thoughts on how it was going.
I was boxing the blade and head off him, kicking the blade and leg off him. You was sure he'd do it to close the distance. This is not over. If we had to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a bollocks.
He said that he believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs, hey, baby.
Connor, you missed with a punch and stepped back. Tell us what you felt. Tell us what you thought was going on.
Just the thing had separated and my blade landed on the wonky leg like Anderson Silva that time.
My wife was in my DMs.
Out of nowhere, it's just in the midst of all that analysis was, your wife's in me DMs, hey, baby. Like, what? All right, guys.
Oh, Jay, man. And that's why.
I'm over Conor McGregor, guys. I'm over
I'm not. That's what I was going to ask. I think this is. Have we seen enough, or do we find him entertaining?
Like, Dustin Poirier is better. He's going to beat you again, whether we're in the octagon or we're in the streets. Like, it's. You're selling me in a fight that I know is not there.
But
that's how I feel about it.
That's why I bought it, though, Jay, because he sold me. And it was just funny to watch.
So you wanted to, so you bought it to see him lose?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so that's still good for business then.
Oh, yeah,
people still care enough about you.
I 100% bought it to watch him lose. 100%.
All right, that's a totally different conversation.
Like, I ain't never bought something to watch Mike Tyson lose. I'm rooting for Mike 100%.
Yeah, no. That's completely different. There aren't many villains left in sports. Connor's become that guy. Now, he tried to sell this whole family man thing, like that
day
trying to change his, well, I mean, your wife's in me DMs. I mean, I don't know how that works as far as the family man things go, but I mean, still, he's a bit entertaining. There's no doubt about it.
With a broken ankle.
Are you paying for a fourth fight when he comes back and he's healthy? They want to have another fight. They want to do a fourth one. Would you pay for it just to see him lose at this point? That's, of course, the question.
No, I'll watch all the highlights on IG the next morning.
I'm going to pay because it's going to be entertaining. It'll be entertaining.
He seems to make it entertaining, there's no doubt. But, again, Poirier gets the win. And then a loss here, Jay, over the weekend. My God. Team USA getting ready for the Olympics with all the stars they have. They have all NBA players in the starting lineup. They lost to Nigeria. 90-87. This was in Vegas. It was the first time a team from Africa has beaten Team USA in a game, exhibition, or otherwise. They were 28.5-point favorites, according to Caesar Sportsbook by William Hill. They lose the game. They actually had a lead in this thing. It was pretty ugly. I think they beat Nigeria by like 83 points the last time they played them. Coach Popovich, who was the head coach of USA basketball, he had this reaction to the loss.
The Nigerian team played very physically. That's a talented group of players. That's not a bunch of people off the street playing basketball. You need to understand that every year teams are better and better, and every year one or two or three more NBA players are on their teams. They're a quality team. Mike's done a great job with them, and they're as athletic as anybody and very physical, and they've been practicing for 3 weeks. But I don't think anyone should act, nor will we act, like this is the end of the world. It's about everybody else deserves a lot of credit, and we have to play our ass off.
Jay, is the world catching up?
I mean, the world has been catching up. I don't know if the world is at the point, Alan, that it's better than USA basketball. And I know this is an exhibition game, and I give Nigeria all the credit in the world. I love seeing Mike Brown and his team accomplish this. Guys like Precious Achiuwa, who's an NBA basketball player, they have been playing together. I think the styles in which you play FIBA basketball from somebody who's played it are drastically different. It's way more of a team-oriented sport. What I mean by that, it's not isolation basketball. And I think that's going to take some adjusting for the USA basketball team. Look, talent-wise, nobody has the talent that USA basketball has. But team-wise, in the continuity in which they play, that's something USA basketball doesn't have yet.
Key, that's been the issue. And when we've had these past teams that have let us down, it is because they don't play as a team. Do you have any concern at all for these Olympics?
I probably don't. Jay knows more about the international teams more so than I do. But I don't just – come on, man.
You're throwing a group of stars together. But how about this, Jay, quickly, in a season like this where we've had very short breaks, where you've had the compressed season – Maybe they just don't have time to get together as a unit, as a team. Maybe they get beat by other teams.
I just don't see it.
Well, that's what happens, Alan. You got Dame that says, hey, look, I wanted to win. We didn't win in the playoffs, so now I want to get my mind off the offseason. I want to go play. I mean, how are Dame and KD and Jason Tatum and Bam supposed to build any continuity? Yeah. But the problem is you have the star power. And when you have names like that, that's obviously going to create polarizing conversations.
Man, no doubt about it. That's for sure. More basketball coming up next.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.